Hey everyone, I'm Tima from Shades and Pages, and welcome to Brazenly Shady, your ticket to hot and unfiltered conversations about all things Black romance. Tap in, everybody. We're about to take y'all on a ride.
Well, it's Sharonda, and welcome to Brazenly Shady, the podcast.
Yes. And it's Tamo. She got it, y'all. She got it.
I know. It's girl, listen. So, hey, how y'all doing?
Welcome, welcome. We're back. We have missed y'all. We really did.
We did miss y'all. We did.
Did we though?
You know, but we just here, you know, to do our regular old books and bullshit. We here to talk about one book today, and that book is going to be Drea Anderson's To Her Rescue.
To Her Rescue.
Which is the first book in her Knight Brothers series, okay? So, yeah, and I'm going to need book two expeditiously. But, you know, I ain't rushing nobody.
And this was my first read by Drea Anderson. I enjoyed it.
Welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. I'm a stan. I'll tell you.
I'm right so there. Happy to be here.
Hello. Welcome. All right. So in this book, we have Celine Harris, who inherits a shitload of money from her grandpa. And her family, and I mean every last one of them Negroes, was not too happy with the grandfather's decision. And Celine finds herself in a knuffle with her family. Child, they mad. They big mad. I was just like, bitch, what is going on over here? But yeah.
You know what?
What?
Her family is trash.
It was trash bags. It was trash bags.
Like,
that's all I got to say. Flashback.
What would even possess the granddaddy to leave all this money to homegirl?
I said, you know what I said? I said he set up.
He set up. You know your son.
Why would you do that?
You know your son grabalicious. You know the nigga grabalicious. Why is you set Selena up? She gets set up.
He really did. I was just like, you know how you knew how everybody in your family was, and you leave all that money to that girl and had them people pretty much like try to like literally like try to take this girl out because they didn't want her to have the money. I was like, wow.
But how the daddy was acting though? The daddy was acting like he was entitled to this money. Like, oh, this is my money. I'm like, daddy, this ain't your money though. This is Celine money.
Right. But you know what? And didn't the father marry into the family? Because wasn't that her mother's father? Was it?
Yes. I think that was her. Yes. It was her maternal father. Yes. Yes.
Celine's father married into money. So her mother's father is the one that left her all this money. But her father was wilding in this book. I was like, you need to take him out now. Like, he needs to go.
Maybe that's why the granddad did not leave the money to his daughter, because he knew the daughter had a weak-ass backbone.
Yep. Oh, for sure.
And that the daddy was gonna, you know, manipulate the funds anyway.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He for sure knew that.
But anyway, it's like, I like the marriage of convenience trope. That is fastly becoming one of my favorite tropes. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, I really want to read this book.
Mm-hmm.
So I just... Drea could write. The romance was really good. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked what was his name again?
Who, Mason?
Yes, I liked Mason.
How you don't?
I can't. Mason, I read this. You know how long I haven't read this book? Come on now, don't do me like that.
Mason was giving me cat daddy vibes. I was here for it. So just to let you guys know that this is a paranormal romance. Both Celine and Mason are, and Mason, yeah, they're Panther shifters. Okay. She had to get that in there.
Shout out to my football team, Carolina Panthers.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Listen, I was with them from 2-12. I ain't going nowhere, okay? I ain't going nowhere. I'm
I
in this. Okay, so what I liked about this book was the fact that Mason came in and he protected Celine from jump.
I love that.
It's like he came in and he was like, okay, you're going to be my wife. I wanted you from a long time.
Yeah.
I got your back. I do feel like he wanted Celine romantically, but I feel like he also wanted the alliance what Marion into her family would bring.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. That was a thing for him also. But also, he had his own money. He really didn't need her money, but merging her family and her family's ventures and his ventures would have just, it just would have made his family more powerful.
And that's why I said alliance, because they had their own money, but I feel like Celine's family had more connections than her family.
The grandfather had more.
Yes. So I feel like he married into that.
Yeah, because remember in the section of the book when Mason and his father was talking, shout out to the daddy child.
But, we don't get to the daddy after this because the daddy can get these walls. Go ahead.
Woo! But remember there was a section of the book where Mason and his father was talking and they were saying that her grandfather pretty much owned like ports or something like that. And him, Mary, and Celine would have brought those ports into their family business. So, yeah, you're right. It would have been a bigger, it was a better alliance for him.
You got to be smart. It ain't all, I mean, love, yeah, love is love, but you need more than love for a marriage to survive. And Marion just for love is, no, don't do that.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay.
Love is a factor, but it better not be 100% reason why you shacking up with this dude. Okay.
Definitely marry for money, and if he rich, definitely marry for the money. Cause child, being broke is no fun.
Being broke ain't no joke.
It's terrible. Mm-mm.
But yeah, I loved how Mason and his family just showed Celine, took her under their wings and showed her how a real family is supposed to operate. Yeah. I like that. Cause I felt like, girl, you over there with them vultures, they gonna eat you alive. You gonna stay alive and they gonna be picking at your flesh because they gonna eat you alive.
They was. I'm so glad that his family just came in and was like, let's just show her what family is. Like, I'm glad, like, and I'm glad that, like, Mason family had that hood side of them because they was like, we'll fuck all
y'all. Hood, let me tell you something.
I love their hood. I love their hood because they was like, yo, like, we will take these suits off and fuck all y'all.
Let me tell you something. Mason, he was smooth with it. Like, he was, like, very gentle with Celine. But outside of that, he had a little, you know, he was a little, I must say, compassionate gangster. Because, you know, that's my favorite phrase.
Yeah.
You know, niggas who a little rough around the edges, but they're going to treat you right. You know.
Right.
Fist and ratchet, where they could be corporate. But then, you know, after they didn't take the suit off, shoot them a bang, bang, nigga. Shoot
bam,
him
bam, 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 bam. Yes, I love that they were like so hood, you know, they were like classy hood, you know. I love that.
Yes.
So they was ready to take off them suits and them dresses and just tear everybody up, which I enjoyed a lot. But
that daddy?
Who y'all? Now Mason daddy. Mason.
First of all, Bria, I don't even know why you did this. How how you could write the daddy with more swag than the darn son? Who? Drea, what? You know he was gonna love the daddy, Drea. What are you doing?
Yes, now I'm gonna want you, after you write the other brother book, I'm gonna want you to give us the daddy backstory, because I'm gonna need that.
We need the daddy backstory. We need a prequel of the daddy. Because when he had the grills, I was like, wait, hold on. Yes. I say, this is daddy. I was like, why am I attracted to the daddy? What is going on here?
And the brother was willing to get down, but the daddy was about them streets. He was about that life. He wasn't playing. Remember, he kept telling Mason, like, you better handle this. I'm fucking everybody.
Mason was like, Dad, chill. I got this. Well, you need to let me get it, because if you don't get it, I'm going to get it. But I'm going to go back to the fact that she made the daddy with Drea. What is you, girl? What happened? Grill? The daddy had grills?
We were scoping for the daddy. Like, we love Mason, yeah, but we was looking for the daddy. On every page, I was looking for his daddy. I was like, where's daddy at?
Mason was a sweetheart.
He really was.
But the daddy?
That daddy, we wanted him really, really bad. That man can go.
Mason had a little bit of his daddy in him, but I wanted to see more of the daddy in Mason, but daddy stole the show from me.
But you know what? I think Mason was one of them silent type of mugs. Like, you push him too far, he probably gonna kill you. You know, not probably, but he's gonna kill you. So I really think he was really silent in how he moved. Like, he was all business and stuff on front. But I think, like, the more her family was pushing her and kept coming at her, he was really gonna kill one of them. I like, for real.
I can see that. I can see that Mason is more of like a silent killer, but his dad is like, this is what you're gonna get. But Mason is like, okay, I'm gonna chill back and watch you, but I'm gonna just strike you like one of them goddamn snakes in the grass. Yeah, like, I didn't snake in tall grass. Yes.
Right. You won't see him coming. And that's what I liked about him. But I love that he took care of her from start. Also love that because she wasn't used to like being in a relationship or being around anybody, I love that when she would get mad at him and just assume things, that he would just be like, yo, we ain't playing these games, like, what's the problem? I love that he was willing to talk to her, like, up front, like, if you have a problem with me, you have a problem with this situation that we got going on, let me know. Like, don't be walking around here, you know, with no attitude, or, you know, just mad, like, what's the problem? So I did like that she had it where he was the one that was moving the relationship and moving the conversations in the relationship. I like that aspect of it too, because Celine needed that. I think she needed that.
Yeah, she was so timid. Like, excuse me, she was timid.
But you see how her parents was treating her? They wouldn't even let the girl shift.
Wait, you make me.
They wouldn't even fucking let the girl shift. I was like, the bitch can't shift. Whole fucking cat. What you mean? Their whole panther. And I love panthers. And I was like, they won't let Shady shit.
First of all, how your whole family could be ready to friggin' out you like that? Like, for money? This was the epitome of the love of money is the root of all evil, because these niggas I was like, what is going on here?
They were terrible people. Like, even the cousin that she thought had her back, even she.
Oh my, I wasn't expecting that. Like, she's an old backstabber, girl. I would have smacked her. I was like, how could you do that? Celine trusted you and you stabbed this girl in the back. How do you know if Celine wasn't gonna give you no money? Like, if you was actually a decent person, Celine might have had your back and give you some money, but now you get nothing. Now you zero, zilch, none. Because you're greedy.
I was like, yo, out of everybody, she trusted you the most, and you really set that girl up to get killed for some money that I feel like that the mother and father wasn't gonna get none of them any way. I think they was gonna take that money and school and hightail out of town.
Weren't they in debt or something like that, right?
They was in debt. They was in deep debt. So remember, because Mason said, told the father, and Mason was talking, and they were saying that the father was in debt. So he was trying to get his hand on that money to pay off that debt, and I guess whatever else the hell they was going to do with. But it was
wild. I feel if they had had a decent damn conversation with Celine might have helped, because she was kind-hearted like that, where she would have want to help the family business. But y'all hunting the girl like a goddamn... She ain't giving y'all no money?
I was really disappointed in her mother, because I just felt like that's your daughter. Like, you should really have your... Like, that is your child. Like, you were really...
But that's probably...
Like, you would really just, like, kill your, take out your own child for some money? And I just, like, the way she was so behind her, I get supporting your spouse and shit, but that is your daughter. That's your child. Ain't no way.
Probably why the grandfather did not give her the money. Yeah. I don't know if he was gambling on giving that money to Celine, but because what if Celine didn't meet up with Mason? And right. what if, you know, she had just the daddy, just allowed the daddy to just run over her. So I feel like right. The grandfather was taking a big gamble. Or maybe this wasn't on page, or maybe, because this is just my head just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he saw the interactions with Mason and Celine, and he knew that Mason wanted Celine, and eventually that they was gonna be together, and Mason was gonna protect her. You know, that's just me being
me. You know what? I like that idea. I can roll with that, because I feel like, and you know what? That's a good, like, off page three, because think about it. The father, Mason father, knew automatically, right? He was like, yo, grandfather died. Celine is being left this money. You know how shiesty her, you know how trifling her family is. Like, yo, you better move quick. So,
yeah, and the daddy, because he was like, yeah, I see you watching her, and I see y'all interaction. So if his father knew, I'm sure Celine's grandfather probably picked up on that too.
And
that wasn't on page. And that brings me back to a part of the book where I wouldn't say I had an issue with, mm-hmm. but I wanted to see, like, Mason and Celine's friendship. I wanted to see their interaction, because I know they had like a little friendship, but we didn't get to see that. So I would have liked to see in their interaction, like how they had this little playful relationship at these parties where, you know, they didn't want to be to these parties, so they kind of entertain each other. I would have liked to see that, like a flashback or something. A flashback saying, oh, this is what happened. And, you know, I feel like that would have, I wouldn't say moved the story forward, because I felt like the story did have a good pace, but I feel like it would have added more to the story, just to give us a little bit more backstory of the couple, because it seemed like they got together so quick. But it feels that way because even though we didn't see that relationship between them that they had prior to them getting together. So I feel like if we had a couple of flashbacks, like even two flashbacks, then we would have been like, okay, I can see where this romantic feelings is coming from, because they had history, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I can get that. I can get behind that. But I agree. I do feel like we could have got like maybe one or two flashbacks. But I like that we went, for me, I like that we went automatically into the story with these two hooking up because of Celine's situation. Like, her situation was dire. So she needed Mason and his family, like, she needed them like a damn thirsty man in the desert. Like, she
someone
needed
someone, please call 911, because bitch, they was on her like fly on shit. You understand what I'm saying? God dang.
They would not let that lady breathe, because remember, as soon as the grandfather died, the mother and the father were immediately down her throat.
How dare he leave the money to Celine? The nigga, he ain't start the rot yet in the ground. How dare you? How dare? That's not your money. Last time I checked, he left it to Celine. So that's Celine money, bitch. The daddy was like, oh, I'll handle this. Daddy, this is not your money. The daddy was very cocky. I did not like the daddy.
I did not like the father. I really didn't like him. I just wanted him dead.
How could you behave so ruthless towards your child like that? That's what I'm saying. Like, is that your child? I was waiting for something to come up that this girl was adopted or something. Like, I was, and even though you adopted, people still love their adopted kids. Because I was like, right. Something ain't connecting for me.
I don't know.
Why? This dude acting like this.
I kid you not. I was like, he literally hates this girl. Because there's no way in heck you have this much disdain towards your own child. Like,
I was ready to me.
I was just like,
I was ready to come through the pages and I was ready to box his ass. Because I was like, I'm sick of this dude.
Yeah, I really was. I was so sick of him. Like, he was so controlled. But I like that she had it on page where you literally read the fear that Celine had of her father. I mean, both her parents, but mainly her father. Like, she had a real fear of that man. And it was wild. That's why she was always doing this thing where she was shrinking into herself.
Yeah.
He had her.
I could see that. Because she keeps saying, I'll give you the money. And I'm like, you better not give him a goddamn dime. I was like, bitch, don't give him a dime. I'll give you the money. I was like, you better not.
She couldn't. That's why I couldn't understand why the grandfather left all that money to her. But then he made the thing, well, you have to get married. And it's like, thanks.
See, and it goes back to what I'm telling you. I really believe that the grandfather knew that when it comes to a marriage, Mason was going to step to the plate. Because I'm telling you, if Mason's dad realized that they had this little thing going on, the grandfather probably realized that too. And the grandfather knew that Mason and his family was going to have her back.
Especially with Mason's father, parents being like head of this society, like being one of the top people in this society that they were in. So that daddy.
Mason daddy could get these walls, baby. Jeez. All he said was he had grills. I was like, wait, he got what now? You know how I am. You know my husband is going to have grills, baby. Like, if he ain't got grills, we getting you grills, bitch, because you're going to have to wear these, okay?
Listen, Drea, right now I am petitioning for you to give us a Silver Fox story. It ain't got to be Mason Daddy, but it better be Mason Daddy got a brother. Give us a story. Something.
Or give us the relationship of Mason's parents when they were younger. And then give us a spinoff of some wolves, but make them like Silver Foxes. Drea, yes. Do that for us, please. Because the way that you write Mason Daddy, we already know you got it in you. So spell it out, please.
Look at Drea, give me your ideas, girl. We are spelling it. Yes.
His aura, the cockiness, the gangster. I was like, yes, daddy, please, Lord. I was like, how the mama handling this? Because I want to say thank you. I want to just congratulate her for handling all of that sexiness, bitch. Because, bitch. I was reading this book and I was like, okay, am I supposed to be attracted to the daddy or the son? Because at this point right now, the daddy is at friggin' 85 and the son at least 50. The daddy got it.
Listen, I'm excited for the brother's book, but I swear to God, I really 100% am going to read it because I want to see the daddy more on page. That's all.
Okay, that brother, he is so mysterious. It's like,
I love it.
His story is going to be full of angst, and it's probably going to be a slow burn. And Drea, I love you, girl. You write good book, but if it's a slow burn, I'm not reading that. So, like,
that she is. I'm a forcer to read it. Damn right, I am.
No, I am a slow burns. But anyway, it seems like, because the ending, how it ended with the brother, I was like, wait, why it end like that? I need more. Like, how dare you?
Yes. Yeah, the brother, that's what I was like, there's some shit going on with
so
that.
So the brother is married? Is the brother married?
I don't know if he's married. I feel like, what's his name? Silas? I think Silas. I think Silas hooked up with somebody. They got a little heated. She had a kid. So he's looking for the kid and he's looking for this chick.
But he just find out about the kid. Sound like he just find out that just, the girl was pregnant. Well,
no. Right. He knew about the kid, but remember he got this bill passed. So the kid is in the adoption system somewhere. You know how fucked that can be.
Oh yeah, so he passed this bill so he could find his child.
Access to his daughter.
Okay. But okay, so this is another, I wouldn't say issue, but this is a little I would say a slight issue.
Okay.
If I could find a word other than issue, I'm just gonna say issue.
Okay, it's an issue for her, but go ahead.
Don't do me.
Okay,
so I wanted more paranormal elements in this story.
I can get behind that.
I feel like I wanted more of them in their panther. I feel like the action scene that we had, why ain't nobody shift? Nobody gonna shift and do them, you know, something like, I mean, I wanted more paranormal elements. And then it's like, I feel like they were in their human form way too much for this to be a paranormal romance. At best, it feels like it is a romance and they just happen to be paranormal. Right. They just happen to be shifter. I wouldn't say it's a paranormal. It's a romance, but they're shifters because we don't see that paranormal. And then Celine is kind of like, it's obvious that she doesn't shift, that the family, they're against shifting a lot. So she's not comfortable with her panther. I would have loved to see her become comfortable with her panther, because I remember Mason saying, okay, her family don't really shift that much. I'm going to change that. So I would have loved to see her become more comfortable with her, you know, with her panther. Yeah. With her shift. I was expecting them to shift and go for a little midnight run. And you know, something like that.
In the book, they did that like a couple of times.
But
you wanted more, I know.
Okay. Yeah. At this point, I just wouldn't call it a paranormal romance, because we really didn't get paranormal elements that much. It's a romance. And the characters just happened to be.
No, I gotta disagree with that. I think so I think with her book, she's really heavy on the romance, more as in these shifters shifting, which at times I don't mind. And I feel like because this is a novella length book, we weren't gonna get a whole lot of shifting. Like, we got them shifting, like, more towards the end and them going for, like, a midnight run, especially when she, you know, the points where she was frustrated and stuff like that. We saw it. So, just from me reading her previous books, I would say, like, her previous books, you got more shifting in it. But this one, no, I think this one was more heavy on the romance. And I feel like, because we was getting kind of like this building of more of a relationship between Celine and Mason, then maybe, you know, like the shifting aspect of it took like a backseat to all of that.
I get it. I get it, but yeah, no.
Anyway.
We
know Tama wanted more shifting.
When it comes to like paranormal, I'm all into the shifting and the frolicking in their others. I am all about that. So I was expecting, like, when they had that big action scene, I was expecting somebody to just.
I do wish we have gotten more. The part where Mason's family actually dealt with Celine's family, I would have liked to see that on page. I would have liked to have read that, because I wanted to know what happened. I wanted to know what happened. And I feel like Celine should have been there when it happened. because she needed to cut her fin. She needed a clean break from her family.
I wanted to see her grow a backbone too, because I mean, Celine was a little backbone wasn't there.
She was soft, and I wasn't mad at that. I think her sweetness, her softness went very well up against Gabe's gruffness. That's what I feel like. Not Gabe, but Mason's gruffness.
Yeah. You know what? I could agree with that, because it's more like a, not grumpy sunshine, because he was not grumpy, but.
No, he wasn't grumpy.
Along the lines of sweet and, you know. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So I thought they matched well together. I think she's a phenomenal writer. Like her writing.
Yeah, her writing is beautiful. She's a real, and the romance was beautiful.
Oh my God.
My only little issue was the paranormal part.
Yeah, the romance was scene worthy as fucking. You know, I don't even use that word, but it was so good.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I do not. Don't you lie on me on this thing. I don't use that word.
Swoon worthy.
But you know,
but you know what? Kudos to Tria. I am looking forward to the second book. Yeah. And I actually downloaded two more of her books to read.
Yeah. I have
the white people job.
White people job, child. But I have to go through her whole catalog. I just love her writing. I think she writes really well, really smooth. She gets to the point and she gets to the story that she's trying to tell. And I like that. Like she got all these delays and all these bumps and all this extra stuff going on. But the writing is really, really good. And that's rare. Like, we get on here and we talk about authors and their writing and stuff. And she's, like, in that rare group for me that I feel like her writing is always going to make the story better.
Yeah. And the pacing was really good in the story, too. I was very impressed with the pacing of the story. And because, you know, I was a little skeptical going into this book because this is my first time reading her. But I've heard a lot of positive things from you and Aries. So I was like, okay, I trust them.
Did we ever steer you wrong?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes, you do. And I had to put you out there because I still ain't forgive you for keeping player. So yes, you did.
Oh wow, you're gonna really, really hold that against me.
I ain't gonna let it go. I got a couple more months to hold it.
Couple more months? Damn.
Give me like August tops.
August.
Might be the energy one. Let me think about it.
Wow.
But honestly, y'all really don't stare me wrong as much, okay? But some of the books that I do get, I be like, nah, you know good and well.
Sometimes we like what we recommend to each other, sometimes we don't. But I ain't steer her ass wrong this time. She had one issue with the paranormal. But other than that, you was happy?
Yes, I was. Okay. And I was going to say.
I ain't got nothing else to say.
You see how you do me?
Yes. But you love me for it. So anyway.
I do. But
until forever.
I was very impressed. My first time in a
You read a lot, and you read more than I do, and you be all into these books. So, you know, I'd be very serious about what I would
Why I feel like I'm getting shunned when you say that, like...
It's a fact. Shit. You read more than I do. Shit. I'd be like, damn. Then she'd be like, you need to read this now. I'm like, bitch, you need to finish reading what I just finished reading. This is how she do me, y'all. This is how she do me.
Reading is my coping mechanism. Like, it mentally.
I know, but y'all should see how she be texting me. She's in every social media inbox, and I'm like, I can't keep track.
Because if you don't get me on Twitter, damn it, you're going to get me on Instagram or a text message, okay? You're going to see me, okay? You're going to see me. Thank you.
Video, wait, let's
But anyway, Drea, you know what? Wait, I'm pronouncing her name right? Because I be fucking people name up. I am so sorry if I'm fucking your name up.
Girl, don't get me started. I'm gonna fuck your name up, but yeah, especially if it's old difficult name, child. Remember what I was calling you when we first met? I was with that shit, right?
I was like, Tama. I had to keep saying it. I had to spell it out. T, girl, listen now.
I was like, please say your name, so I won't fuck that.
But, yeah. But I enjoyed this book. I really enjoyed this book. I'm starting to feel like I am like falling in love with the marriage of convenience trope. That, and what is another trope I've been reading a lot of lately? Fake relationships. Marriage of convenience and fake relationships. Yeah. And I've been loving them. So I really, really love this book. The daddy was like chef's kiss for me. The daddy stole the show for me, honestly. The daddy was like, yes, baby.
That daddy was top tier.
It was the daddy for me.
It really, really was. Yeah, I enjoyed this book. You ain't give me a bad one yet, Miss Anderson. So I'm here for it. But yeah, the daddy, we gonna need a backstory book. We gonna need
a backstory or a little novella.
Something. You can give me one page with the daddy right about now. I'm like, hey. But yeah, this was a good book. I enjoyed it, loved it. And we're looking forward to book two. Y'all can catch this book or get this book on Amazon. Check it out.
It's on Kindle Unlimited. Yeah.
Drea has a full library. Check out her library. All black romance, all black paranormal romance, so check it out.
Yes,
but that is it for us.
This was good, this was fun. Thank you for recommending this book for the podcast. I found another author and I'm gonna dive into her catalog, so
she'll probably finish it before I do, but anyway, y'all.
What is this? I was about to say something, but I'm gonna be lying, so I'm gonna just shut up. I was about to say I ain't even halfway to my reading goal yet, but I'm gonna shut up.
She knows she be lying about that reading goal, and I'll be like, Tamer, get on out of here. I ain't even read that much. And I'll be like, yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
I put my reading goal down to 200 this year.
Okay. Where you at, Tamer?
What?
Y'all, where you at, Tamer? You ain't gonna answer the question.
I am at 151. But
and I bet you her ass will be at past 200 by the time the summer is over.
Stop.
Okay. We gonna stop.
What you reading now?
Now I'm finishing the series. Lord, y'all know how you talk about you bad with names. Child, I'm terrible with names, but this is a 3-book series. It's a sweet romance, which I'm really not. Yeah, they're all novella length though. And why you gotta look like that though? I really cannot with you. Sometimes
with the same goddamn couple.
No, different couples.
Oh God, I'm sitting there like, what is this?
Anyway, so it's the Vegas Night series, but and the author's name is hold on, I'm gonna get it for y'all 1 minute. Author's name is Unoma Nwankwor.
Okay, we talked about this already.
Yes, we talked about
Okay. So, well, you gotta let me know how it's on Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah,
because you know, Kindle Unlimited is always first priority for me. Yeah. And then I gotta really, really, really want a book or really know this author for me to kind of like step outside of Kindle Unlimited. Cause I feel like I find a lot of new authors, and I've been reading a lot of new authors this year. So
yeah. That's understandable. I can understand that. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Like, listen, you're paying for it every month. That's not a free program. You pay for that. So yeah, and it's a good way. It's an excellent way to find new authors. So
I just got done with Uncensored Seduction. And Elise, it's by a new to me author. Her name is Kay Blaze. I've read two of her
books. Blaze, I like that.
Kay Blaze. Okay, so I recommend. This is the first book that I've read from her. It's called Erotic Pleasures, Kader, and Cashlyn. This is a novella length. This is my first book from her, and Cashlyn. Basically was on a date, right? And she wasn't putting out. She didn't put out on the date, so the nigga put her out.
What?
No, bitch. She get put out the car in the snow. So this guardian angel basically gave her a ride, and the snow was coming down, and he let her stay at his house.
Ooh.
Basically, you know, being a gentleman, and you know, that's very risky, but it worked out. But it just so happened that she went to her best friend, and the dude turned out to be the cousin of her best friend's husband. So they meet again, and they have this connection, and they both have jaded thoughts when it comes to relationship, but they had this magnetic pull towards each other, and they couldn't stay away from each other. So at the end of the day, they ended up together. But let me tell you something, this book nasty as fuck. The author did not shy away from very descriptive. So it's very short, but it's so I enjoyed it. I enjoyed this book. And then the second book I read from her is called, like I said, Uncensored Seduction. And it's Ezra and Elise, and it's an age gap. And if anybody know me, they know I love age gap, especially when the woman is older. And basically, she went out, Elise went out to the club, met this 21-year-old guy, had sex with him that night in the parking lot of his apartment complex. And then she finds out that he is the 21-year-old homie of her nephew.
I see.
Had sex with the man in her sister's bathroom.
I see.
This book is wild, but I did have issues. I feel like the point of views was changing
too much.
Every other chapter instead of, I mean, not every other chapter, every other paragraph. I can do.
Oh, I like that.
It was so confusing. I had to go back and figure out who the hell was goddamn talking.
Yeah, so how are you supposed to keep up with the story if everything's changing? Like, that's weird. That's too much.
She gave us everyone's thoughts. The sister was talking.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like, if it's a multi-person story, like, you know, like several people in the book or whatever, that's fine. But if it's just those two people, if the story's just about those two people, just give us their thoughts. Like, I don't want to hear the sister in the thoughts. Like, if it's a family novel or something like that, that's fine. But all that extra headness is too much.
She'll talk about the main character will talk, and then she'll go into the next paragraph and say, oh, and then the sister talking and say, oh, I hope so-and-so. It's like everybody had their thoughts in this book, and I was like, okay, we need to focus on the two main characters. And it just became confusing, and it was just full with so much drama. I feel like the premise was, she had a decent premise, but unnecessary drama, and the writing style kind of like threw it off of me. Like, I started with, when I started the book, it was so entertaining. I was enjoying it. And then when I got into it, I ended up rating it 3 stars. And I feel like I rated it 3 stars because I, even though the book was not where I feel like it should have been, I enjoyed it. And because it's my favorite trope and I just like age gap.
Yeah.
But, and then.
Too much head thoughts from a character. It's just too much. So. It didn't take away from the story. So it's like, we need to get into the story. So
it definitely
we need to get back to the story, you know? So, yeah.
And then the drama. I'm going to try to explain this and then I'll be done with this book because Elise was dating a married man. She didn't know that he was married. So when she found out that he was married, she left him. Ezra.
Good girl.
Ezra got money. You understand what I'm saying? Ezra got money. So he ended up sleeping with his, he ended up sleeping with his realtor. I don't understand why he slept with the realtor because he had the money to afford the building anyway, but he just was slinging dick as a 21-year-old, just slinging dick, older woman, whatever.
She's 21. That's what they do to her.
The realtor is the wife of the man Elise was married to. She know this. So basically, Elise was sleeping with the dude, and then the dude wife ended up sleeping with Ezra. It's a big old circle.
Oh, that's too messy, child. I got a headache just thinking about that. That's
I was like, what the fudge? And it was so confusing. I was like,
that's very confusing.
This book, like,
wait, what?
This book had it. This book had it, but she just stared off the tracks. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. And it happens sometimes. Sometimes, you know, it happens, but sometimes you can still get past that if you enjoy the story enough. And it sounded like you enjoyed it enough, so.
Yeah, I liked the other book better than this book. And the thing about it is that I was waiting on this book. This book dropped. This book didn't become live on Amazon until 2 days after it was supposed to release. So I waited for this book and I was like, can you please tag me when this book is available? And when the book became available, I read it that day.
Yeah.
Immediately. And I was honestly disappointed.
Yeah.
But I do I did like the first book, the novella, but I really didn't. I enjoyed this, but I feel like it could have been better.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's what it was with this series, with this Vegas Night series. Like, the third book just dropped, so I wanted to read all three books together because it's like, I don't like getting caught up in series and then enjoy it so much, then I got to wait for the next book. So I was waiting for the third book in the series to drop so I could just be like, let me just read all three together.
Right.
Before she decides that she wants to continue the series before she drops another one. That's why I'm all caught up. But it's a sweet romance.
Yeah.
It's pretty cute. The first book is, you know, the first book is given, you know, I feel like it's a marriage of convenience, but I kind of feel like she threw it on us. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I didn't see that coming. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was just going to be them, like, you know, doing like a one night stand in Vegas and da 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 da. But now it's turning into a marriage of convenience. So I'm seeing where this is going. And I'm just like, yeah, I didn't see that coming. I just was. It's going to be like a hookup and, you know, they get together and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I didn't like the surprise of a marriage of a convenience.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at it because I do like that trope as well, but
yes.
I don't like being surprised with it. That was
okay. All right. I'm like, okay. So you've been reading. We had some decent reads, you know? Okay.
I had some decent reads. I'm not mad at what I've been reading, you know? And I think, like, you know, the more I step out of the space of reviewing so much and just read to enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm in a much happier space. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm in a reading slump because I had posted that I was in a reading slump and then somebody commented and was like, you have reading slumps? And I was like, wait, what? Yes, I do.
I don't say nothing. When I say something, she get mad at me, y'all. I do.
I, like, right now, I feel like nothing is working for me. So that's how I knew that I was in a reading slump because I'm like, I can't finish a book for.
But it happens, especially if you read a lot. You read a lot. So, yeah. I mean, you do. It's no shade, but.
I need a goddamn mind. That's why I read too much. Well, I need to buy me a boo.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
These niggas can't handle me, okay?
Oh, I know that's right, girl.
Period. Nah, I'm playing. No, but yeah, so I, right now I'm looking for anything that's gonna, with hood love story on it. If the cover got hood love story, I'm gonna read it. Because I need just entertainment right now. Because nothing is really
hitting me. Yeah, she's into her urban thing now. And I'm just like, child, whatever.
Say what now?
She be like, Sharonda, read this book. And I be like, I like urban. I do like urban. I'm just not into it 100% of the time. So, you know, you got to get me in a mood. You got to get me when I'm in a space for urban.
I am in my urban bag right
now. Yes, she is. And it's very much annoying because that's all she's recommending to me. And I just like, now, Tammy, you know I don't read this one.
So if y'all have any bomb-ass urban authors,
send them to Tama. Don't send them.
Shout out to Sloan. I can't pronounce her last name.
Yes.
Correctly, but Sloan has been hooking me up. Sloan and Urban Book Junkie on Instagram. She's been hooking me up. Her and Sloan has been hooking me up for Urban because I am fairly new to the genre. Mm-hmm. So I am like still navigating my way around, but I feel like I'm doing good because I'm finding some decent authors. So shout out to Sloan and Urban Book Junkie for helping me navigate these urban streets. I appreciate
that's what's that. Up. We like that. We love a good recommendation.
I'd be like, girl, what you got? I say, and then I'd be putting in caps, stand alone, because I don't want to read 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 books. Stand alone.
All right, y'all. So this is what I gotta deal with, y'all. I'll tell y'all. But this so that is it for us, and catch us on our next episode. So this, what Tama reading, urban, this segues into what we're going to be reading next episode, yes, which will be an urban romance. Okay,
we are doing urban this month, so this is all me. So yes, this is going to be fun.
Y'all pray for me because she's recommending them books. Y'all pray for me. If y'all let us know. Put them up under when this releases. Put them up under this post. Put them up under the post on Instagram. DM us, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Just if you got some good urban book romances, let us know. Okay.
Yes.
But
bye, guys.
We appreciate y'all for always checking in and listening. And until the next one, we will check y'all later. Bye.
Hey y'all, it's Sharonda. If you're at the end of this episode, well, we thank you so very much. Be sure y'all following us on our socials, Instagram and Twitter at Brazenly Shady. Check out the book or books we discussed in this episode. The deets are in the show notes. And until the next bout of shenanigans, we'll talk to y'all then.